from God.
Hey! This is the devil's job, man. My baby, she reaps. Baby, she gone. Baby, got something I sure do love. Holla, baby, do the boogie. Holla, baby, do the boogie. Holla, baby, do the boogie. It take you all night long.
Liar!
yours.
There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good, it sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
It's delicious. And I love it.
Walking down the street, I saw a friend of mine. We stopped
shall be good on some meat. Now, when we got sweetness again, it's a Yale sandwich, what's happening? And I told him, whoa! Folks boogie and the chillin' too. Don't know about a boogie like me and you. We gonna boogie, we gonna boogie till the break of day. Now you know, last night I was laying down. I heard mama and papa talk. I heard papa tell mama. Then I heard mama got him, she told papa. Well, mama told papa about something she heard. She said, look at him, mama. I don't believe a word. We're gonna boogie. I'm gonna boogie till the break of day. All right, let's boogie one time now. Hit it.
With the boys at night.
And what is your name, little girl?
Jen.
Jen. And what did you do to get locked up in a place like this?
Well, I was just talking to my friend Steve, and the police came by just because I was all dressed promiscuous. He accused me for prostitution, so now I'm stuck here behind bars, and I really don't have much to say.
Is that right? So you're telling me you were unjustly accused?
Stop your lover and roll. All you're taking my dog.
come from, but I'm from LA, okay? I was born and brought up, raised around life. I can spot the truth.
Okay.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can see it right in those pretty brown eyes. How promiscuous are you?
Okay, I think I'm pretty promiscuous.
Pretty promiscuous?
I'm looking very.
Very?
Theme this evening on the Tears of the Gods sound collage is Black in Blues. And we are commemorating the 20th anniversary of the death of AC/DC's original lead singer, Bon Scott. He died after a night of heavy drinking in London on February 19th, 1980. And out of that came the perfect rock and roll album, Back in Black, as they recruited a new lead singer and recorded one of the biggest selling albums ever, right after Michael Jackson's Thriller. We began that rather long last set, close to half an hour, with R.L. Burnside and Going Down South, and then John Lee Hooker, Devil's Jump, two of the great American black blues guitar players and singers, black American bluesmen, yes. And then we heard my Plastic Sushi Good Girl, Bad Girl remix of AC/DC's Let Me Put My Love Into You from, of course, our featured album this evening, Back in Black. And then Lightnin' Hopkins followed with Let's Move. And then we paid some of our non-commercial bills with some public service messages. Followed that with the Magic Sam Blues Band, I Feel So Good. And then my Plastic Sushi Jailhouse Gen remix of AC/DC's What You Do For Money, Honey. Of course, off of Back in Black. And backing me up right now is Miles Davis and All Blues from his 1959 Kind of Blue album. Well, we've had plenty of public service messages for you this evening, and I think what I'll mention right now is some of the three most important facts that I'd like you to understand. The first is that the summit of Mount Everest the highest place on our planet Earth is made of marine limestone, rock that was once submerged in a waterway between the Indian subcontinent and Asia over 400 million years ago. One irony to ponder, one truth of geography and the planet Earth. Another is that the roots of rock and roll, hard rock, and all of heavy metal are the Black American bluesmen. Point I've been trying to get across the last 2 weeks especially. And then flipping things around, Kraftwerk are the German godfathers of hip-hop and oh so much more. So let's start off the next set with a great example of two guitars playing a song together along the lines of what Keith Richards calls weaving guitars. That they aren't playing the same thing side by side. Instead, they're playing significantly enough different parts. Counterpoint. And mixing it up. So, this next set, well, let's see. We've got, yes, I think we'll be playing one 14-minute set, and then we'll be right back with another short set. And that's the way we're going to finish this show. Here's AC/DC and a live version from Backtracks Disc 2 of Shoot the Thrill. We'll be right back.
love you, baby. I wouldn't leave you. It wasn't my fault. Honest. I ran out of gas. I had a flat tire. I didn't have the money for cab fare. My tux didn't come back for the cleaners. An old friend came in from out of town. Someone stole my car. There was an earthquake. A terrible flood. Lucas.
Natural ball. Let your hair down, baby. Let's have a natural ball. Cause when you're not happy, it ain't no fun at all. Sure. You can't take it with you, that's one thing for sure. There's nothing wrong with you that a good shuffle boogie won't cure. That's why I love to sing.
Thanks. Me too. Pardon me.
I'm not in the business. I am the business.
Sure look good, but don't mean a thing to me. Sure look good, but don't mean a thing.
Carolyn and her
her mother have found one way a girl can repay a boy for entertaining her.
So you ready for your audition?
I am ready.
All right, get on your knees.
You're tuned in to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. This evening, our theme is black and blues. And we're featuring AC/DC's Back in Black album, commemorating the 20th anniversary of the death of Bon Scott, their original lead singer, who the album was dedicated to after he passed away without writing lyrics to the music that Malcolm and Angus had composed. So we started off that set with a live version of Shoot the Thrill, featuring some outstanding guitar interplay between Malcolm and Angus, and that was off of Backtracks Disc 2. And then we heard from T-Bone Walker with a T-Bone Shuffle, and Howlin' Wolf, Shake For Me, two of the great black American bluesmen whose work led to rock and roll, hard rock, and even heavy metal. And then we finished that set with AC/DC's Giving the Dog a Bone from Back in Black. Well, we've got just one last set before Savoir Faire comes back after a break of a week, a little vacation he had. And I'm sure you're all fired up. Yes, he is.
Ready to go.
Ready to go promptly at 10 p.m. with an hour of some of the best 1980s music. Well, to take you over there, let's start off with one of the nastiest sounding electric guitar sounds ever, I think, from Hound Dog Taylor. And this song also really shows a really cool guitar solo, showing just how much you can get out of a single note on an electric guitar. Here's Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers. As I said, here's Hound Dog Taylor and the House Rockers.
President, but I'm also a client.
Here we go.
do to motel rooms. Read all about it in the Star.
Been listening to the Tears of the God sound collage, and thus ends our celebration of Black History Month of February. That last short set, Hound Dog Taylor, slide guitar player with six fingers, Give Me Back My Wig, and then Junior Kimbrough, I Gotta Try You Girl. That is, again, also off of the Mojo Let's Move a Heavy Blues collection. And we finished with Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution We featured the album Back in Black, but we didn't play the title tune. Oh, well. Stay tuned for Savoir Faire with Songs from the Squid Pod. Wonderful music from the 1980s here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.